Chapter 3. Eunice. 40 years earlier, May 1974. She had decided on the cobalt blue trilby. Her grandmother had once told her that one could blame ugliness on one's genes and ignorance on one's education, but there was absolutely no excuse whatsoever for being dull. School had been dull. Eunice had been a clever girl, but restless, too bored in lessons to do well. She wanted excitement, a life less lifeless. The office where she worked was dull, full of dull people, and so too was her job. Endless typing and filing. Respectable, her parents called it, but that was just another word for dull. Her only escape was in films and books. She read as though her life depended on it. Eunice had seen the advertisement in The Lady. Assistant required for established publisher. Wages woeful, but work never dull. The job was obviously meant for her, and she applied the same day. Her interview was at 12:15 p.m, and she had allowed herself plenty of time to get there, so now she could walk the remainder of the way at her leisure, gathering in the sights and sounds of the city to furnish future memories. The streets were crowded, and Eunice drifted through the homogeneous flow of humanity, occasionally struck by a figure who, for some reason, bobbed above the surface of the indeterminate tide. She nodded at the whistling waiter, sweeping the pavement outside the Swish Fish restaurant, and swerved to avoid an unpleasant collision with a fat and sweaty tourist, too busy studying her A to Z to watch where she was going. She noticed and smiled at the tall man waiting on the corner of Great Russell Street, because he looked nice, but worried. In the moment she passed him, she gathered in everything about him. He was well-built and handsome, with blue eyes and the bearing of a good man. He was anxiously checking his watch and looking up and down the street. He was clearly waiting for someone, and they were late. Eunice was still early. It was only 11:55 a.m. She strolled on. Her thoughts drifted to the approaching interview and interviewer. She hoped that he would look like the man she had left waiting on the corner. But perhaps it would be a woman. A sharp, spiky, unfolded paperclip of a woman with black bobbed hair and red lipstick.